Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you, chose that you should exist, chose you, consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary life, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Revolutionary Life, welcome. On Revolutionary Life, if you're new here, Revolutionary Life just deals with things that affect our lives every day. The difference is we look at those things from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. It's the reactionary that attempts to hold back change. The revolutionary who wants to be on the vanguard of that change. Since change is inevitable, since everything changes from one second to the next, since there's one thing constant in this universe, and that's change, it can't be stopped. The revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change because if you're on the front of change, you might have something to say about what it looks like, how it's going to be shaped when it lands. All right? If you're on the ass end of change, you may not have anything to say about anything. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. Tonight on Revolutionary Life with your host, Gary. I'm your host tonight, Gary. Tonight, we're talking about reality. How about that? Versus the coming metaverse. The metaverse. Are you ready for that? Those of y'all who are Facebook participants, you are going to meet the metaverse. Through Mark Zuckerberg, he's going to introduce you guys to the metaverse, so you better get ready. The metaverse is not new. Oh, no. Oh, no. But it's been perfected. Oh, yeah, smooth now. I remember the metaverse way back when there was Sims. You guys probably don't remember Sims. Or this was a virtual world that you could have an avatar walking, a cartoon avatar walking around in a virtual world. You could fly. If you wanted to fly in this world, you could fly in this world. Whatever you wanted to do just about in this world, you could do. Since it was a virtual, not real by definition, it's an artificial virtual reality. And effectively, guys, that's what tonight's about. Reality versus virtual reality. Have you ever seen anybody with virtual reality glasses on? You could buy these glasses, right, that you put on your eyes and a movie plays, and you almost feel as though you're there. I've seen people wearing these glasses and watching what's in those glasses, but they were not watching where they were going. And they tripped and fell because they weren't paying attention to where they were going. They was paying attention to what they were seeing in the glasses. I've seen people knock over glasses of water and vases in their room, not on purpose, but because they were responding to something they saw in the glasses that felt so real that they had to reach out or make a move or gesticulate in some manner. And that gesticulation in the real world causes the glass to be knocked over on the table, the vase to be knocked over. Oh, they apologized, but they weren't here. They weren't in the present moment. They were in the glasses in whatever moment it provided for them. Virtual reality is what we're really talking about when we talk about the meta universe. The internet universe, the electric universe, the make-believe simulated universe. Now, there are those people who believe we live in a simulation already. that those people believe that right now what we call reality is a hologram, just a simulation. Well, I got news for you. You're finna get a real simulation to play around in. That's right. That's right. You're about to get used to. Oh, yeah, they're going to get you used to it till you fight for it one day, till you demand it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's because they got you. That's all. That's because they got you. They found out that all they needed to manipulate was your audio and visual. And they had you. They don't need your, you got several senses, right? You can see, you can hear audio, visual. But you also can smell, taste, and touch. But they're going to tell you to forget about smell, taste, and touch for now. And believe only. Get deep into belief of what you see and hear. Because if it's one thing the digital age brought us, guys, is that they can control now what you see and hear excellently. They can make what you see in 4K. 4K, guys. They can make what you see look so real on TV, on your monitor. They can make what you see. They can make what you hear sound so real. Oh, yeah. HD sound. They got high definition sound on your cell phone, as well as high definition video. They got audio visual down packed. And if they can give you a world just with audio visual and convince you to not smell it, to not worry that you can't smell it, don't worry that you can't taste it, don't worry that you can't touch it, don't worry about that. We're going to make you a reality out of two of your senses. What you see and hear, we're going to use that to frighten you, to instill fear in you, in horror movies. We'll use it to make you happy. We'll use it to make you sad. We can manipulate you with nothing more. Even though you have all these senses, all we need to control is the one you see and hear, audiovisual. And we got you. Yeah, they got you. And so now, we're finna get the metaverse big time, guys. 20th century, 21st century metaverse, where you can actually live in this world as long as you have the internet. As long as you can log on to the internet. If you lose your internet service provider, you got to find the internet to get back into this world. And once you get into this world, guys, there may be some rules, but you won't set them because you didn't create this world. This world you're about to go into, this metaverse that you're about to have fun playing around in, flying around, meeting each other as others, avatars, you know, little cartoons. So you're going to be able to live a life in this metaverse. Or you can meet people. You can meet their avatar. You can meet what they'd like for you to see. You know, if I'm going to create an avatar, I might want to be a little taller in my avatar. I might want my hair to look a certain way in my avatar. So when you meet my avatar in the metaverse, in this fake-ass world that they're putting together for you, when you meet that me there, you'll see me at my best if I'm there. You'll see me on what I'd like to look like, how I'd like to travel, walking, flying. You can fly in this world, in this metaverse world, by the way. You can float around, right? You can go places that you've never been before in this metaverse, right? So I asked when I put this title together, I also added that we should ask whether this is just going to be fun for everyone. It's just a place to have fun, exciting, meeting people, going places you've never been before, all on the internet, and informative, because you're meeting new people, new places. You can go anywhere in the world, in the metaverse. And, or, I asked, is this going to be dangerous? How so? How could it be dangerous? Well, I asked, is this going to be escapism? That is that to say that you're going to live on your couch in front of your computer? That's where your real life is going to express itself? And then your life on the internet is going to be your preferred life? And the life in not on the internet, your life when the power goes out, what life is that one? What is that going to look like? Do you give a damn? Because as soon as the power comes back on, you can go back into your perfect metaverse and forget about what's going on around you. You can go in the house, or go into that universe and stay there. As long as you got power, electrical power, and access to the internet. You lose either one of those two things, and your universe disappears. You'll forget that until it happens, all right? In the meantime, you'll play around in this verse, looking like you want to look, doing what you like to do, doing superhuman things, flying around, meeting other people, going to new places. Seems to be exciting. But guys, come on. That's another world, right? Outside the internet and those glasses. Virtual reality. There's another world. That's reality. There's one world that you can apply all of your senses to. What I used to call your God-given senses. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching is how we know anything. If I ask you, how do you know that? You can tell me, I saw it. Sight. That's a sense. You can say, I heard it. That's how I know it. Hearing, audio, that's a sense. I tasted it. That's how I know how it tastes. I smelled it. That's why I know. I know. The only way you know anything or you exclaim that you do is because you experienced it through your senses. Will you know the metaverse? Would you really know the people you meet in that metaverse? I mean, you can see them and hear them. Is that enough for you? Because if that's enough for you, they got a world out there that you never have to change clothes, take a bath, clean up your house. All you have to do is jump on the internet, and you can live in a world like you like. It won't be real. It'll be virtual. You know that. You know it ain't real. You're not stupid. You're intelligent. But I've watched people play games on the internet. I watched people play first-person shooter games on the internet, Grand Theft Auto games on the internet. And you would be surprised how deep these people, especially young folks, can get into spending money and time playing these games. Now, they know that the guns ain't real on the internet, that they're shooting in their first-person shooter virtual reality game. They know that they ain't killing real people. They know, they must know, that they're not driving a real car when they do Grand Theft Auto. They must know. But somehow or another, if you watch them, you get the impression that they've forgotten that they're playing a game. I've seen people destroy their TV, their monitor, by throwing something at it because of a frustration in a game. A game, something you play. This is play. This ain't serious. This ain't real. This is play. But for some people, it has become real. You don't think that'll happen to you. You're pretty sure that you won't forget that this is all fake and it's just a simulation. It won't make you happy. It won't make you sad. It won't make you angry. It won't make you jealous. It won't make you judge. It won't make you label, but it will. I bet you dollars to donuts, it will. They're good at it, guys. They know more about your brain than you do. They want you at home with the windows covered and the doors locked and in a room watching what they feed you. Welcome to the internet and the metaverse. They will have you buy things. You can buy things in this virtual reality world, by the way. You can go to the store and shop. Everything. Because it's a commercial venture. And they need eyes. It doesn't do me a good to buy an ad if nobody sees it. And so if Facebook and these other places are going to sell advertisements, they need eyes. They need to recruit more people to spend more time looking at what they have to provide them. And much of it will be commercials, of course. That's how they're going to pay for it. And so it's going to be free to you, probably. Now, you got to remember, guys, that we've had the internet. When the internet first came out, guys, I remember it. I remember this. I'm old enough to remember when every command you wanted to put into a computer, you had to type in, including going to the internet. I remember when there were AOL, America Online. Anybody remember that? Where you actually had to log in to the internet. You could hear the phone ringing, dee, 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 dee. You could hear the beeps on the phone as you dialed in to the internet. But you had to dial in. Tell me something. Today, what do you have to do to get on the internet today? Turn your computer on, period. Unless you're in airplane mode, baby. When you turn that computer on, it's going to attach itself to your home internet. You're online. It don't ask you if you want to go online or come offline or whatever. It's going online with or without you. Just turn it on. That's all you got to do now. Yeah. So the internet, when it first came out, guys, You got to believe that a lot of tech guys, a lot of guys into computers and technology told us that this was going to change the world. And it did. They told us that it was going to give us freedom. We're going to be able to communicate with each other through emails. We're going to be able to have conversations online and everything. And we are. And it's going to be a whole new world, free of controls by the government and others. Well, it was a hard time back in the day when the internet first came out to get it accepted by everyone. It was already being used by universities. It was already being used by the military. In fact, the internet came from the military. Telnet, T-E-L-N-E-T. The internet came from military use. You didn't know that. The military gave you the internet. You didn't know that. I don't think. Some of you did. Maybe not. And so you got an internet. We got the internet. And boy, we cut loose. We could find out anything we wanted to find out on the internet. Right? We could query university libraries and online dictionaries. And more stuff was being put online for you to access once you got there. And it was just people. It was like Wiki. It was Wiki. You know, the thing about Wikipedia is that anybody can offer something, information on any subject that's listed in Wikipedia. Or they can introduce a new word or subject. So it was Wiki in the sense that it was open. It was free. It's not anymore. Even Wikipedia is asking for money now. Guys, once the internet became the internet we know today, was only because the infrastructure for the internet had been bought. Once the infrastructure was bought and owned and controlled, and regulated. Everybody got the internet now. Banks, cities, whole cities are fired up now with the internet. Everybody, they want everybody on the internet now. All right? At first, people thought the internet wasn't going to even take off because it was just some techies, tech guys who were into that kind of thing. And you had to type everything in. So it was a hassle for anybody who didn't know how to use a computer anyway. But if you knew how to use a computer, if you was a nerd and you knew how to use a computer, you could go get answers, questions, you could enter libraries online, that kind of thing back in the day. Now you can do all kinds of shit on the internet, buy, sell, all that. It didn't get to be popular. And many people thought it wouldn't be popular and wouldn't even invest in it until the infrastructure. The way to get on and off the internet was owned by Comcast, AT&T, and the like. Once those guys got control of the internet infrastructure, they let y'all come play. Now you can come play free of charge. Once you got the service, you got to pay for that because we control the infrastructure. So the infrastructure is the ISP, the internet service providers. Yeah, you got an internet service provider, don't you? Or you wouldn't be on the internet unless you were stealing it from somewhere else or going to a public place where it's public, which is usually a commercial place where things are sold. It's all commercial, guys. And so once they own the infrastructure, they open the doors and everybody could come in. Cryptocurrency. Remember cryptocurrency, bitcoins? Cryptocurrency has become a fad now, in a sense. But check it out, guys. When cryptocurrency first came out, it was being discussed, especially among young people. It was being discussed as an alternative to banks, an alternative to finances companies and credit card companies. And the government control. It was crypto. You couldn't tell who bought what from who when. Because it's all run by AI. It's all run by a computer. It's all run by something called blockchain that hides the buyer from the seller and the seller from the buyer and everybody else involved. It's hidden from everybody else involved. And so the seller and the buyer are the only two people that can hook up. And anybody who knows, and nobody knows who bought what from who. Cryptic, right? Well, the government straightened that out pretty quick, guys. Once cryptocurrency became the fad, the big thing, as it becomes. Right now, you're watching this happen. You're watching what happened to the internet right now. You're watching that now. What happens is that once the infrastructure for cryptocurrency is bought up, Bitcoin finance, Binance, they call it, where you can borrow money to buy Bitcoins. Yeah, when they control that part of it, if you control an exchange where people can exchange their Bitcoin for cash, if you control that part of it, that's every time anybody tells you, well, you got to get into Bitcoin because, look, this company is getting into it and Bank of America is getting into it and these banks are getting into it. They're not getting into it. Come on now. They're buying the infrastructure so you can play. The house don't gamble. You ever been to a casino? You ever been to a gambling house in the neighborhood, in the hood? The house don't gamble. The house make a place for y'all to gamble. As they're buying up the infrastructure for Bitcoin usage, and swapping and selling and buying, they're not buying Bitcoin. The hell with Bitcoin. They're making a place for y'all to come buy and get around with each other. They're going to own the infrastructure. And once they own the infrastructure, them and the government together, they're going to let you play Bitcoin as much as you like. The only slow thing that's holding up Bitcoin now is they haven't grabbed every, they don't control every piece of it yet. They're going after all of the infrastructure. They're buying the house. And the house don't gamble. The house leaves a place for you to come gamble. That's how the house get paid. So the house needs you to come in once they buy the house. And so they're going to open up Bitcoin for everybody. They're going to open up cryptocurrency for everyone. They even might make it a real currency. Right now it's not. That's a lie. It's not currency. Currency means you can go to the grocery store tomorrow morning and say, I got Bitcoin and I want to buy some groceries. I got news for you. My mechanic don't take Bitcoin. My local store down at the corner don't take Bitcoin. It ain't currency until that happens. It's not going to replace the dollar until that happens. Will it happen? It won't be Bitcoin, but there may be a cryptocurrency. There may be a crypto. There won't be nothing crypto about it. The government may put out a digital, a virtual dollar, a digital dollar. You know what a digital dollar is, guys? Every time you use your credit card, every time you go to an ATM to get real money, every time you use your credit card, you're using digital money. You know, ones and zeros. So it is not, it's not new. Is this controlled by the credit card companies? It's not. So it didn't take off. Now it's going to take off. Soon it will take off. Because it's going to be owned. Infrastructure. The house is going to be in place. Once the house is in place, they're going to make money whether they have Bitcoins or not. Because they're going to make a place for you to lose your money and play with your money. If you want to invest in Bitcoin, guys, go ahead. I mean, if you love gambling, you go to the casino, don't you? If you're serious, you put your money into the infrastructure, the loan companies that loan you Binance, that finance, they call it Binance, where you can borrow money to buy Bitcoin. Do you know how many people leverage? You know what leverage is, guys? Do you know how many people buy Bitcoin on leverage? That means they don't have enough money to buy the Bitcoins they want, so they borrow the rest of it. I mean, if the Bitcoin goes up real high, they can pay that loan off. No problem. But if the Bitcoin falls, then they owe this money. Oh, they owe this money. They done got in deep. And now they owe money because they've been borrowing money to buy Bitcoin. Guys, that game is going to get real. But it will only get real when it's owned and controlled. And if you see Wells Fargo, and if you see all these companies getting into Bitcoin, it ain't because they believe in Bitcoin. It ain't because they want Bitcoin or any kind of cryptocurrency. They want to control it. They want to control the buying and the selling of it, the movement of it, the use of it, the exchange of it. Now, you don't believe me. The perfect example is China. 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 The country of China. The country of China has been shutting down cryptocurrency mining, cryptocurrency businesses, cryptocurrencies, period, in China recently. Now, everybody would tell you, anybody into cryptocurrency and who know anything about China and the communist China would tell you that, oh, yeah, the Chinese government just want to control you. So your currency ain't crypto anymore. They know exactly who you are and what you bought and who you bought it from. Ain't nothing cryptic about your transactions anymore. The government control of it. Because the government controls the infrastructure in China, and so it controls the infrastructure for Bitcoin. Most of the exchanges where you can switch Bitcoin to money, cash, dollars, or yen, or whatever, are controlled by the government. The same thing, guys, is happening here. It's corporations, yeah. But it's the same thing. They control the infrastructure, the regulations, rules and regulations they will set. Corporations will decide what rules and regulations go along with Bitcoin and any other kind of cryptocurrency. Yeah. And the corporations lobby the government to get the kind of legislation they want and the kind of regulations they want. And if they can steer the regulations such that the money comes to them, sure, Bank of America is into Bitcoin. Because they want you to come to Bank of America to buy your Bitcoin. PayPal is into Bitcoin because they want you to come to PayPal and buy your, they ain't buying Bitcoin. That's the house, baby. They buying the house. And the house don't gamble. A gambling house, the house don't gamble. The house makes a place for you all to gamble against each other. They stand back and watch y'all win each other's money back and forth, and that's how they get paid, by providing the house. Internet, same thing with the internet, same thing with cryptocurrency. Once they own the house, you'll be able, may be able to just go to the store with Bitcoin. Or the government may produce its own. I understand that the U.S. government, Federal Reserve, are producing a cryptocurrency, a digital currency. Crypto and currency is a misnomer because it's not currency. And there ain't nothing cryptic about it. The federal government busted. FBI busted guys who were buying and selling in cryptocurrency. Well, they were buying and selling drugs. They were buying and selling illegal guns and drugs over the internet. Cryptoly, without anybody knowing it. How did they get busted? The feds took them down, found their computers, found their servers, took them down. Ain't nothing crypto about cryptocurrency. And since you can't take it to the store, it ain't currency. So cryptocurrency is a misnomer. It is digital currency. It's just currency made out of electronic zeros and ones. That's what it is. And check this out. Finally, cryptocurrency value depends on the number of people who buy, invest, own cryptocurrency. That's it. There is no other measure of value to a cryptocurrency, quote unquote, than other people buying it and mining it. That's it. Here's my point, guys. If you had some gold, now every computer part I got, every computer I ever had chips in it, and many of those chips were dipped in gold. They had a gold film on them so that they would not rust. Electrical connections that are need to be reliable will often use gold for those electrical connections because gold doesn't rust like metal does, iron does. And so if you want a true electrical connection that's stable and dependable, it behooves you to put a little gold on the connection. It'll conduct electricity with gold on it. Problem is, it won't rust. The thing is, it won't rust like regular metal. And so your connections won't get screwed up, right? And so gold has a use in the computer industry. How many rappers do you know that's got diamonds and gold chains around their neck and gold rings on their finger and gold teeth in their mouth? Jewelers use gold. And of course, gold is a store of value. Everybody takes gold out there. Every country takes gold. Gold is interchangeable wherever you go. And so not only can gold become a store of value, it also has these other purposes. Jewelry, electronics. However, cryptocurrency has no. Hear me? Cryptocurrency has no other use value. You can't make jewelry out of. You can't use it for electrical connections. Can't do gold teeth with cryptocurrency, crypto teeth. Cryptocurrency has one value, and that's how many people are willing to buy it. That's it. If people quit buying it, it loses its value. And so, doesn't this surprise, so it shouldn't surprise you that every time you go on the internet, say YouTube, and you type in cryptocurrency, there's a ton. Guys, there's many sites of guys with graphs telling you to buy this crypto coin and that crypto coin, you know, Ethereum, Dogecoin, the next coin that's going up to the roof, et cetera, et cetera. All this commercialization around digital monies you can find on the internet any day of the week, all day long. Because why? Because if I own Bitcoin and I want its value to rise, the only way to get its value to rise is to get more people to buy it, into it. That's the hustle. The hustle is not the value of your Bitcoin. The hustle is how many people can you make believe that the Bitcoin is valuable enough to where they will invest in it. We got a few more minutes. I'm going to wrap this up and open up my lines because I want to hear what you have to say about the metaverse. But I'll be back in just a moment, guys. And when I come back, we'll get ready to open our lines and our chat room. Let me give you a little music while we go. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here at Revolutionary Life, guys, we talk about the things that affect our lives every day. Except we just take a revolutionary take on those things. And revolution is just change. Things are changing, baby. They're changing right now as we speak. You ain't got your fingers on the pulse and you dealing with the world of yesterday, not today. If you ain't in the now, you're dealing with the world months ago. It's changed. And that's one thing constant in this world. And that's change, isn't it? Revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. That's why we keep our fingers on the pulse around here. Tonight, we've been talking about reality versus the metaverse. The metaverse, guys, is coming your way. If you're a Facebook member or something like that, you're about to meet the metaverse too, if you're not already there. I remember back when they had something called Sims. I remember back, well, they still have things where you can build your own civilization. Yeah, on the computer, in a world that's set up virtually. You can fly around in this world virtually. You'll be able to buy and sell in this world also, virtually. How about that? You never have to leave the house. How about that? You never have to engage in the real world if you can help, if you can close it out by putting on some earphones and some virtual reality glasses. You can close the world out here out, and you can enjoy yourself in the metaverse doing whatever it is they allow you, because you don't control the metaverse. You don't set the environment. You only enter it. It's the house, and the house set the rules. All you do is go in and play according to those rules. All right? So I did a whole thing just recently, guys, on meditation. And in that, I gave an example of someone with virtual reality glasses on. And I likened virtual reality glasses to your thoughts, to thoughts that run through your head. Most people live in that world of thoughts. Well, you know, thoughts are mental, right? They're not real. They're mental. Thoughts are something that goes on in your head, right? It's mental. It's a universe that is not the universe. It's your thoughts, your imagination, your mind. The problem is that most of your thoughts are about the past. Most of them are about the future. And if you live according to your thoughts, you live according to the past or what you hope to be the future. You don't live right now. So in that meditation class, I said, come here. Into the now. Into the present moment. Into the real. Because that's where your power lies. If you thought for a minute that everything you do in the metaverse, everything you do in your little artificial environments on the internet, or in your virtual reality glasses, if you thought for a minute you could experience those things in real life, would you? Or would you prefer playing at those things audiovisually only? I mean, you can go to Italy. You can go to the Alps, the mountains. You can go to the Himalayas, stand on the Himalaya mountains in virtual reality. But what if you were there for real, where you could smell it, where you could apply your other senses to it? You'd know the difference, wouldn't you? There's a big difference, guys. There's a big difference between real currency and digital currency. There's a big difference between reality and virtual reality. You have to decide for yourself which world you are going to give your time and attention to. There are some people who want your time and attention. That's how they sell stuff. They need eyes. I can sell an ad if I got 1 million viewers, because every advertiser wants 1 million people to see their product. They need eyes. So they're coming after your eyes, your attention. They're coming after your attention and your focus. They want you to take it away from the world around you. That's got nothing on the metaverse. The metaverse is smooth, Jack. In the metaverse, there are no sharp corners. In the metaverse, you can fly around. So they're going to get you there. Yes, they are. And you're going to love spending time there. In fact, you might spend more time there than you do with your kids or your family or your husband or your job or whatever. And the people running this country can have you out of the way for a minute, because you're busy playing games. You're busy in your virtual world, which has no real effect. In fact, it does have an effect on the real world. I shouldn't say that. The virtual world does have an effect on the real world. Do you remember? Do you remember I just told you that I've seen people with virtual reality glasses on who've knocked flower vases over, who've knocked glasses over, filled with water? They didn't mean to do it. They were responding to what was in the glasses, while the real world was sitting here saying, what the hell's going on? Why are you behaving the way you're behaving? Because you're responding not to the real world around you, not to the present moment, not to the now. You're responding to the past or the future or whatever you see in those glasses. You're responding to your virtual reality. And you're getting used to it. And they're going to give you a whole world where you can immerse yourself in the unreal. And some of you may choose it over the real, tell the truth. Some of your lives might be better in the metaverse than it is in the real world. But that's only because. That's probably just because you don't spend any time in the real world nowhere. Virtual reality glasses or not, you still spend more time in your head thinking. You still spend more time in your thoughts, which are mostly about the past or the future, than you do in real life, with or without virtual reality. You got a look on your face that didn't come from nothing around you. It came from what you were thinking about. It came from what happened yesterday. You're behaving based on what happened 10 years ago to you. I know people who are right now. I know somebody right now who's afraid of furry animals. This person must be in their 60s now, maybe older. But they're to this day afraid of furry animals. I don't care if it's a little puppy. If it's got fur on it, they ain't going to be around it. Something happened to them maybe years ago as a child or something that was so traumatic. To this day, they have fear of furry little creatures. If you brought the cutest little puppy in the world into the room, they'd leave that room. You know what I say? You know what I mean, guys? When I say you live by your thoughts, and most of your thoughts are about the past. That look on your face ain't about what's going on right now. It's oftentimes about what went down 5 minutes ago or what you expect to happen 5 minutes from now. You spend less time in the moment in the real world than you do in your head, in the mental world. And they're going to give you a whole universe where you can play that game. And the problem is that your power is in the present moment. The situation in your life right now was created in the now. The metaverse is not going to solve that problem. As a matter of fact, most of these problems, I say again, happen because we don't spend any time in the present moment. We are creators. We are manifestors. We can create that metaverse that you play around with on the computer in real life if we wanted to, if we could come here for a minute. But we won't. We don't. Some of us are practicing staying in the present moment, dealing with what we see, smell, taste, and touch. And we know that audio visual is not enough for us to believe something is real. You don't. They can put a pair of glasses on you and they can have you step into a pool of water in reality, because in the glasses you were stepping onto an elevator. And so we live in a world right now that has been fashioned by people who are not really in the world. They're in the head. You made mistakes in your life. Of course, we all have. But many of those we created because we didn't know any better, because of what we believe, what we've been told and sold. We won't take the moment to come here in the present moment and see what it really looks like. We think we already know. Oh, yeah. We think the world is this way. But what if you knew what the world was like? And how do you know anything? Because you saw it. That's how you knew. That's how you told me you knew, because you were there. You heard it. That's how you knew. You tasted it and touched it, or any combination of the three or four, five things. That's how you know anything. Right? If I ask you how you know, that's what you're going to tell me. I saw it. That's how I know. I was there. That's why I know. I heard it. That's why I know. You're referring to your senses, aren't you? Well, if you focus on your senses, like anything else, they increase. They get better. They get sharper. They extend farther. You hear more, see more, feel more. You're more empathic. You're a sensual being. You live by your senses. You should. But you ignore your God-given senses because what you've been told, and you go with what you've been told, not what you feel in your heart. Your senses were given to you to tell you what was really going on in the world around you. If I can manipulate your sensations, I can manipulate you. Now, I can't create something that you can smell and taste and touch. But I got visual and audio down pat. And I found out that that's all I really need to get you crying, laughing, buying something. So get ready, guys. The internet world, the digital world is coming for you. The only thing slowing it up is they don't own all the infrastructure yet. And once they do, it'll be open for everyone, just like the internet. Oh, the internet was supposed to be revolutionary and world-changing and freeing us. Yeah, you should have heard it back in the day. The internet was this new thing, different from the government and everything else. And it was supposed to free us from having to deal through the government and through businesses and corporations and whatnot in order to come and communicate with each other. We don't need a corporation in between us. But I bet your internet is provided to you by one. I bet this conversation is going over a corporation or business. Once business get a handle on Bitcoin, once business gets a handle on the metaverse, you're welcome, free of charge, to come play in their playground. And many of you will go. I know. I've seen kids playing video games, and they would throw things at the TV, at the monitor, yell, scream. And you go in the room, they're yelling and screaming, and you go in their room, and ain't nothing going on in the room except they're standing in front of a computer, pushing buttons, screaming, disrupting the whole house. Because the whole house don't mean shit to them. Reality don't mean shit to them because they're into that world. You've seen gamers do it. You've seen grown people do it as they play games, if they get off into these games. Worldcraft, Warcraft, all that kind of shit. And now you're going to get the metaverse, a universe that is completely digital. Every now and then, do me a favor. Cut that shit off. Every now and then, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Walk away. Come into the moment. Into the world, real world, let's say. Every now and then. Just shut up. Mentally. And physically, and listen, smell, use those other senses that you have. Their whole job is to tell you what's going on around you, by the way. Since the day you were born, your senses were given to you for you to be able to interpret what's happening around you. You didn't need a book, a teacher. You needed experience. Not a fake one. A real one. I'm going to open up my lines, guys. It's that time. This is what I call your time to shine. All right. I'm going to open up my chat room. So anybody who has any questions, comments, whatever, concerns, drop them in the chat, man. If you drop them in the chat, I'm monitoring that chat. So if you drop them in the chat, I'll be able to respond to them in the chat. And I also verbally, if you like. If you really want to talk to me, call me. My number is right there on the site. If you're on the site, just call that number. Area code 563-999-3531 is the number. And if you call me, you go right onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. This part of the show, I call it Your Time to Shine. I'm going to give you a little music while you think about conversating with me tonight. Thank you.
It's awesome. Just a little. Yeah. I'll just watch it come.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life. Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yes, I'm your host. My name is Gary. And tonight, guys, we've been talking a little bit about the metaverse. I don't know if you've heard about it, but the news is that a lot of the Facebook subscribers, for sure, are going to be introduced by the Zuckerberg people to something called the metaverse. it's kind of like a virtual world. You can have yourself an avatar, and you can be walking around. Your little avatar, your little cartoon can be walking around in this virtual world, communicating with people, buying things, selling things. And so I got a little peep at that metaverse to see what it looks like. And it reminds me of something that's been around a long time. And but it's gotten perfected a little bit more now. It's more realistic. It's kind of like the video games are getting now. The video games are getting very serious and realistic looking, to the point where you see people playing video games that are serious about these games. They spend cash money on gaming computers, special computers for gaming, guys. Yeah. You might have to get yourself a special computer for the metaverse. I don't know. But the gaming guys got their own computers, gaming computers, just for games. People spending cash money, Jack. Thousands of dollars, I'm talking about, for computers to play games on, built for that. People spending money on games, cartridges for their kids. I had somebody asked me the other day, if there's a God, why come all this killing and stuff is going on, all this wanton violence and whatnot? And I said, shit, don't blame God. You just bought your kid a first-person shooter game. Don't blame God. You just brought your kid Grand Theft Auto. You just bought your kid Warcraft. You don't think you're teaching violence at home? You don't think you're promoting, get them, see them, kill them, get them? Police chases. Grand Theft Auto. Oh, no, they're just games. They're just playing. They're not going to go do that stuff in real life. No, they're just playing. And then when you hear them yelling and throwing things at the screen, you go in there and say, what's going on? They pissed off about some game they just lost. And so, I thought it wasn't going to affect them. I thought buying these games don't affect your kids. Well, why are they ready to throw the TV out the window? Because of a game they just lost. Why are they yelling in that room in there? Why are they making all that noise over something on a computer? Because they getting sucked in, man. That's the goal of the game. To get you to close the windows, close the doors, put these glasses on, put these earphones on. Forget about the world outside. We got this. You know, the government said, we got this. Let us run the government. You get on TV. You get on your computer and you play games. You can have your own little government in the virtual world. And ignore this one that you and your kids and your life is part of. Can if you want to. And then you complain about your life and you're not even here in it most of the time because your time and attention, your focus is somewhere else. What you focus on grows, guys. I got my lines open. We've been talking about the metaverse versus reality. All I did was ask you to remember to shut that thing down for every now and then and come here into the now, into the present moment. The only real moment there is. Everything else, the past and the future, that's all mental shit. Stuff you do in your head. The world that you can smell, taste, and touch is a little bit more closer to reality, don't you think? Than one that you can just see and hear, audio visual. Walk out the movie theater every now and then. Take a deep breath. Because the real world is waiting on you. When you cut that TV off, when you take those virtual reality glasses on, baby, the real world didn't go nowhere. It's still waiting on you right here. You got to still go punch that clock. You got to go to work. You got to do the hustle. You got to do the grind. You got to accept this and accept that shot. Now, whatever. Whatever's going on in the real world, you need to get out the way so you can get back to your computer and live vicariously through your avatar. While they run the real world behind your back. Well, in front of your face, you just ain't looking. Cognizance, dissonance. Cognizance, dissonance. You see it. But for some reason or another, you don't recognize. They could come and put chains on you and take you into slavery as long as they give you a computer to play on. Oh, happily. You'll worry about the chains later because you're trying to win this game. They got you. And now they're going to suck you into the metaverse where you can have a whole life, guys. You can be whoever you want to be. How about that? In the universe, in the metaverse. But you can't forget the universe because reality is waiting on you. It reminds me of Archimedes. It was this Greco-Roman scholar. And he he was killed when the Romans came in. And when the Romans take over, guys, they kill everything big enough. And when they walked into his room, he said, "Don't bother me. I'm working on a mathematical formula of some kind." He was working on, he's a scientist, right? So he's working on some mathematical formula, and he was so deep into that formula that he told the Roman soldiers when they busted into his room, "Don't bother me. I'm busy." They cut his head off. He wasn't here. If he was in the now, he would have heard the neighbor screaming when they kicked that door down. But he wasn't here. He was in his head somewhere. That's where most of us are right now. Most of us are thinking about the past or the future. All that stuff happens in the head, right? You can't reach out and touch either one of those two things. Past is gone. Future's not here. And then when I ask you to come to the present, come into the now, come into the present moment and use all your God-given senses to detect what's real, what's going on in your world, and how to get out of it or into it or whatever you want to do. If I told you you could do anything in the metaverse, in the real world, if you paid attention, if you were here, if you knew what your power was, if you knew how powerful you were, but your power ain't in the future, where you spend most of your time. Your power ain't in the past, where you spend most of your time. Your power ain't in the metaverse or the internet, where you spend most of your time. Your power is right here. Come here as often as possible. It's up to you, of course. But let me suggest you step outside of the matrix every now and then. Is that okay? Just to get a smell, a taste, and a touch of what's really going on. You might decide not to go back to your metaverse once you know what's really happening. You might find out that you can do everything in the real world that you can do in the metaverse. If you were only here. And if you don't like it here, it's a world you created out of ignorance. You didn't know you were creating. You didn't know you was a, nobody told you you were a creator. Nobody told you you could manifest anything in this world you wanted. And so this is what you got now. Everything you got now is manifested by you. And that's okay. I don't blame you for your situation. Because what you created out of ignorance, not even knowing that you are creating it. Nobody told you you were creating and manifesting. Nobody told you you had that kind of power. And so you're creating and manifesting in ignorance that you're even doing it. So yeah, your world looks foreign to you. Yeah, the world might be screwed up. Your situation might not be the way you'd like it to be. You don't like your surroundings. You call those things into being based on what you've been told and sold all your life. You can call whatever you want into being, but that's some shit you don't believe. And that's some shit you do. And the only thing you will ever call into your life is what you believe is possible. That's right. The only thing you will ever manifest, if you can't envision it in your mind, you can't manifest it. Forget about it. Oh, I want $1 million right here on the floor, right in front of me right now. You can't even imagine what $1 million looks like. If you can't envision a million, you can't have it. Come here as often as possible. Because here's where your real power is. Not in the metaverse. Have fun. But every now and then, come here. Into the now. My lines are open. I still have some time. That phone number is 563-999-3531. That phone number is on my site, guys. If you're on my site, that phone number, that call-in number is right there. Call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say, and everyone will hear my response. I got my chat room open. I'll be monitoring that chat. Anybody with any questions, concerns, can hit that chat, and I'll respond via chat. And if you like, I will talk about your comment out loud if you like. And it's your time to shine, guys. It's my call-in section. I set this section aside in my show specifically so you can shine, specifically for call-ins. So let me give you a little music while you think about making contact. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary, and tonight we've been talking about the metaverse, this new thing that's coming out, supposed to be a new thing. It's an old thing, but it's sharper now, guys. And it's coming out. It's called a metaverse. It's a universe on the internet. And if you're a guy, if you're a Facebook person, you're going to see this firsthand. And the rest of us will too. And I went over and took a look at that metaverse that they're talking about. And sure enough, you can fly around in it. You can do all kinds of things. You can have a little avatar that looks like you walking around or flying around, if you like, inside of this universe. And it's supposed to get your time. And it's supposed to get your attention. They need eyes. And if you can spend more time in the universe, in the verse, than you can in the universe, they got you. I've been asking you to step out. Don't forget to step out. Don't forget to know, to remember, to keep in mind that it's a game. And you going in there to play. And when you get through playing, you put the toys away and you get back to life. I'm afraid, after watching some of these kids play video games and go off and get upset or get happy because they won or lost a game, after watching people with virtual reality glasses on knock things over on the tables because they're responding to something they see in the glasses versus the real world around them. After watching these things, when the metaverse arrived, I realized there's going to be more of that ignorance or the ignoring of the real world and the making of your own little habitat on the internet. Ought to be fun as you live out your fantasies. Ought to be fun. Don't get lost there. That ain't you. That ain't the real world. I don't have to tell you that, do I? Yes, I do. It seems that someone must remind you every now and then to take the glasses off. I like that it's like your thoughts. Most of us live in our head, in our thoughts, the past, the future. That's what they're mostly about anyway. And some of us has post-traumatic syndrome. Some of us are living life today based on something that happened to them 10 years ago or 20 years ago or yesterday or 5 minutes ago. Come here into the now, into the present moment as often as possible, as often as you can. I know. You'd rather be in the real, you'd rather be in the fake-ass world. It's like putting on makeup. You like that look better than you did the one you woke up with this morning. I understand. You want to be taller, so you wear high heels to make you seem taller, or elevator shoes, or whatever makes you seem taller. All the things you want to be, all the things you want to have, you can have in an artificial digital world. Don't ask the government. Don't ask the real world for anything. If you want something, they're going to have you go to virtual reality, and you can get it there. Don't ask for it in the real world. They run in the real world while you playing games. They got you set up. There's a house, guys. The house don't gamble. The house makes a place for you to gamble. That's how they make their money. They let you win each other's money back and forth. That's how they make their money. They provide a place for you. Just like the internet, Supposed to have been revolutionary when it came out. When it came out, supposed to freed us from the government. Did everything but. Just like cryptocurrency, when it first came out, it was supposed to freed us from banks and institutions, financial institutions, and kept our transactions away from the gut prying eyes. It does anything but that. And as more and more of the infrastructure for cryptocurrency is bought up by banks. Oh, yeah. If you look on the web, if you look on the internet, you look on YouTube, let's say, and you find a cryptocurrency, and some guy might be saying, see, cryptocurrency is taking off because Wells Fargo, this bank and that bank is getting into crypto. PayPal is getting into cryptocurrency. Y'all know cryptocurrency must be getting ready to. No, these guys are buying the house so you can gamble with each other. They ain't gambling. The house don't gamble, baby. So cryptocurrency will be the thing, the real thing that everybody's involved in. The government's going to put out its own digital currency. It won't be crypto, but it'll be currency. Unlike the current bitcoins and shit like that, you can't take to the store. But when the government puts theirs out, you can take that to the store. They know who you bought, what you bought, how much you bought, when you bought it. Nothing hides. There's nothing crypto about it. Government issued digital currency. The government did it in China. Everybody expected that. The government likes to control people. So they bought up the infrastructure. They own the infrastructure. In this country, it's the government corporations that do the same thing. Except it's okay if private corporations buy up your infrastructure, like they did the internet. It ain't the same as the Chinese government owning the infrastructure. No, corporations will own the infrastructure. Bank of America will let you come buy some bitcoins through Bank of America. PayPal will let you buy bitcoins through PayPal. They're buying the infrastructure, guys. They're buying the house. They're not buying Bitcoin. They let you play back and forth with each other's money, not with their money. The house don't gamble. That was our show tonight, guys. Tonight we was talking about the metaverse, the internet universe, the digital universe, digital currency. The internet in general, and reality, the real world around you. And I told you to come here every now and then. Every now and then. No, as often as possible, because your power lies in the now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, which is what your thoughts are about. It's into now. And you're powerless because you're never here. You're always in your head. That's the metaverse you walk around with. That look on your face is not about what's happening right now. It's probably about what happened a few minutes ago. It's probably about what you expect to happen 5 minutes from now, or what you think is going to happen. It's rarely a reflection of what's really going on around you. So come here in the now, every now and then, as often as possible, guys. Because there's a real world out here that's happening. And ain't no metaverse going to replace it. When the power goes out, baby, when the internet goes off and the power goes out, you're going to have to deal with the real. I hope you're ready. I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight for listening in tonight. You've been listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary, and we've been talking about the metaverse versus the universe, the real world tonight. And I hope everybody enjoyed the presentation. All right. And I'll be here tomorrow night because why? We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. If you want to know what our subjects are going to be, if you want to know when we're live, you can get notified, guys. Right on my site, there's a follow button. If you see that follow button on my site, click that button, and you'll be notified when we have this live show, and you'll be notified what the topic of that show is going to be. All right? Also, there's a share button on my site. If you know anyone, who send it to them and see if they're interested in having this conversation, because this is a call-in show. They will be able to call in or write in through the chat room, their position on this thing. They agree or disagree, it doesn't matter. Out with my lines, I don't know who's going to call. And so, guys, if you know somebody who's interested, share the site. If you want to follow this site, click that follow button, and you're in. You'll be notified. All of our shows are archived, guys. So if you look down my site, you'll see all of the older shows that we've done. I've referred to some shows that I did on meditation and some other things. I've done a previous show on cryptocurrency years ago. That show is still there. And so you can hit that on-demand section on my site and listen to previous shows and this show, in case you weren't able to stay for the whole show. This show will also be on that on-demand section in about an hour after we close out tonight. So you'll be able to listen to it in full if you didn't get the opportunity to. And every show you listen to will have a comment section. If you make a comment on either of those shows, I'll get it. Doesn't matter. It's an old show or a new show. I'll get it. All right? And so thank you again. Everybody who listened in, thank you for listening in. I'll see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let me give you a little music as we go out, guys. And I want to wish everybody a good evening, a good night. It's night here. And let me get some music together for you as I say good night. Buenas noches. Buona notte. Ciao.